Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you ever considered taking an aqua cycling class? You know, you've seen these bicycles that are in the water and you wonder, do you have to know how to swim? Does it burn calories? Is it good for your joints? Is it tough workout, tough enough for you? Well, we're going to find that out. My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist at UT Health Science Center at Houston. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins. So,
hey,
aqua cycling.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, my God, does it burn calories? Yeah, that's for sure. Well, aqua cycling is this, it's a really cool thing that it started off in Europe, Melanie, and is now in the States. You know, I know a lot of the YMCAs have them now, and there's a, you know, most large cities have them. It's basically a waterproof stationary bike that sits in the pool, and you get on and do your bicycling in the pool, and you're up to about... Your breast or area type thing, or a little bit above the waist, and so most of the workout that you're doing is going to be actually underwater, and it's you know, like you said, Melanie, my gosh, the calories, it's fantastic. I mean, as a comparison, okay, walking about an hour burns about 250 calories. Regular bicycling or stationary bicycling on land is about 400 calories an hour. Jogging is about 500 calories. Aerobics, you know, a step class is about 600 an hour. This aqua cycling is 800 calories per hour.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I mean, wow, it's awesome.
I would never, ever have expected it burned that many calories, and I know about how many calories are burned in things, but that is shocking to me. So 800,
yeah.
Now, is there the external coolant factor that water usually gives, which means you're not burning as much fat, or is it not doing that? I mean, are you heating your body up? Is the water cooling you down too much? What's going on?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bonnie. Actually, no, you are getting the body temperature does go up. It doesn't go up as fast as if you were outside in a hot and a humid climate. But the thing is, when you're doing that workout in the water, it's actually more resistance. It's actually harder, you know, for you to actually turn the wheels, you know, and turn your legs. So you're actually getting more resistance, and it's actually a tougher workout in the water. But here's the thing, Melanie, and this is actually goes back to how this whole area started up. Is it was initially used back in Europe in the rehabilitation centers after people had had surgery on their knees, or for people who were really overweight and they weren't able to do things against the normal gravity. And the interesting thing is, when you're in the water, because of the buoyancy of water, your weight in the water is about 1/5 or 20% of what your weight is, that is the perceived weight on your joints, that compared to if you're, you know, in normal gravity on the land. So the really marvelous thing they found was that these people who were not able to do the exercise, for example, a stationary bike or elliptical on land, when you took them into the water, they were able to do that, and they had a lot less problems with joint pains because they're not getting that same force going from the top down, you know, on the joints, but they are getting an even better muscle workout because those muscles are actually working against resistance. So this is a really, really, and of course, it then spread into regular people when the people started hearing that they could burn more calories, and actually, you know, the next day they won't feel like they've been run over by a train. You know, and their joints are not super stiff. This caught on, and now, you know, a lot of people are integrating this into their aerobic program, which, again, we recommend for most people to be doing 3 to 5 days of aerobic exercise per week and 2 to 3 days of resistance training per week.
So it's like a spin class in that the instructor is giving you visuals and telling you to push harder or giving you, you know, motivational, you know, words to help you to keep going, but you're getting the resistance of the water. You are less, you know, you're lighter, so you're not getting, you know, you're a fifth of what you are on land, so you're not getting that intense weight bearing for your joints and that sort of thing. So it's a more intense high performance, but it's gentler than other workouts, and it's burning a heck of a lot of calories.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Melanie. I actually went to one of the classes just recently here at the Y in Houston, and as you said, you know, they typically they'll have about 8 or 10 bikes in the water, and then they'll have the instructor out front, and they do all sorts of things. So they'll do, sometimes they'll start off, you know, with a slow pace, then they'll speed up, and sometimes they'll do intervals. They also combine it with arm movements as well. So, you know, at one point in the workout, you know, someone is pedaling, but as well, they're moving their arms, you know, through the water, going outwards and inwards. So they're actually getting, you know, an upper body workout. And here's one other thing, Melanie, that is really attractive about this particular class, is that while you're in the water, they've actually found that friction against the actual skin, it enhances And the warmth, it actually enhances the blood flow in the skin, and it actually helps to not only burn cellulite, but also sculpt the butt and also refine the legs and the abs. So it actually...
I'm in.
Wow,
I am certainly in. Now, where do we find these? Because looking at pictures of them, these look like pretty high-tech cycles. And I would imagine they're quite expensive, and not every club is going to have them.
Yeah. Well, I think I would first just Google in your city, but I understand from talking to the YMCA here in Houston that quite a number of the YMCAs throughout the country actually have them. There are a lot of the larger gyms in larger cities do have them. The other thing actually is that they're starting to come out with other machines, Melanie, for the water. So now there is actually an aqua elliptical machine. It's a waterproof elliptical machine. And they have the regular stationary bike, but they also have a racing style bike, you know, that has those kind of handlebars. It's a little bit flatter and you can go with higher speeds and your legs are further back behind you. So there are a lot of different variations. The key thing is, but you know, as you talked about before, it's a lot less impact on the joints. You know, that people get a lot less soreness. They've actually found that they sleep better because they're in the water, and it's more work for their breathing. It also increases their breathing capacity and strengthens their muscles of the thoracic cavity. So it's a really, really cool win-win situation, and I think people are particularly attracted by the fact that, I mean, I have patients that, you know, who do water aerobics right now because they find that they, you know, even walking, some of the people who are really heavily overweight or have knee problems, you know, they find even walking or cycling on land really, really difficult. But now, you know, I'm getting some of these people into the aqua cycling, and they love it, and they can do it. I mean, it's an achievement. And
now, do you have to know how to swim?
No, you don't have to know how to swim, Melanie. The pools that most of them do the actual aqua cycling in have about 3 feet to 4 feet of water, and they actually, the people walk in, you know, on the stairs on the side and just walk up to the bike and get on the bike like you would a regular stationary bike or regular bicycle. And as
That's
I mentioned,
great.
You're up to about half of your chest. So it's just a really, really cool way. And of course, you know, you're indoors, it's cool. So in the heat, you know, in the heat of summer or in the heat in the middle of the day, hey, what better way to spend your lunchtime?
That's excellent. Aqua cycling, something we can all look up. And as Dr. John Higgins, fan favorite here on Train Your Body, says, it burns between 600 and 800 calories for a 45-minute session. That is so much more than walking or running or cycling. And it's a high-intensity, you know, high performance workout that's a little bit gentler on your joints. So try AquaCycling. I'm going to try it. It sounds pretty cool. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well. Boom!